1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeff Dowder.
And I'm Ebby Van Halen.
We want to tell you for the next 60 minutes about a fantastic new CD package that's making itself available to you. And you can listen to it in your car, right, Eddie?
Well, you can buy the BBB by the poem.
That's right. It's called Roots of Metal. Never before has a compact disc edition been put together featuring some of the real masters of metal, the early metalheads, the early headbangers. Word up to your mom.
That's right. Roots of Metal. It's an amazing compilation. As a rock and roll guitar player, believe me, by my pelvis, I know you'd rather really rock out. And how else could you rock out but if you don't have Roots of Metal? That's right. Roots of Metal. It will take you places you've never been before.
That's right. Roots of Metal. Featuring such classic bands as Iron Butterfly, Led Zeppelin, and a couple, and also Iron Butterfly too. And Led Zeppelin and Iron Butterfly. Roots of Metal will take you back. Back before the headbangers. Back before walking around with a death's head skull and a Wolverine tattooed on your penis or something, you know?
That's right. Way back before there was such a thing as ink. Then there was all about the music.
That's right, when it was all about the music. Roots of Metal, you should have it in your home.
I got Roots of Metal on the TV offer, and the first thing I said to my husband was, sweet Jesus sitting on a torch, wouldn't we want to have that? And he didn't you say that, Harry?
Oh, yeah, and when we took it home and put it in the CD player, I was transported back to the night I jumped a cop right outside the Rose Palace, just completely out of my mind on Sangrita wine. It was great.
That's right, Roots of Metal will bring back those memories and more of Led Zeppelin at the Shrine Auditorium or Swing Auditorium. And an Iron Butterfly at the Rose Palace and the Shrine Auditorium and the Swing Auditorium.
And also, what about when Led Zeppelin played the Shrine Auditorium and Fillmore East?
And when Iron Butterfly played the Swing, or no, it was the Swing Auditorium. Now, it was Swing. Okay, I got it.
Roots of Metal, available now. Just get your Visa card handy. Dial this number, 1-800-MAMA. 1-800-DADDY. That's right, Roots of Metal. Or write to Post Office Box 4, Holyoke, Massachusetts, 31462. If you're some kind of a loser that actually sends snail mail. Oh, God, what is that about? Roots of Metal can be yours.
26 classic tracks, all of them ready for your car.
You know, I'm Eddie Van Halen. A lot of times I played rock and roll, and I really, really, really wanted to know what my inspiration was. Roots of Metal by the Bam.
You tell him, Eddie. Roots of Metal can be yours. Everybody can dance to it at sock hops and parties and everything.
Oh, occasionally, yeah, we'll get out a Blue Barrel hit, some kind of a wild thing, Purple Microdot. I'll go ahead and take about 9 hits of that. And I'm in a closet for the rest of the night going, don't come near me, don't you hurt me. And I can tell you, if it wasn't for Roots of Metal, I'd be just crawling the walls.
That's right. Roots of Metal will bring back all of the neat stuff that you remember doing.
Roots of Metal, just like this person, that she's a bother, she's a bother, baby.
You tell him, Eddie. What else? That's right. Smoke cigarettes till you lose your tongue. Take hits of acid till you walk around like Ozzy. Put so much ink on you that you've probably got some rare blood disease they won't cure for hundreds of years. That's right, you too can walk around as an 80-year-old man with stupid-looking Daffy Duck characters tattooed on your ass. Good job!
Roots of Metal, it can be yours. Defend it now.
Roots of Metal, available at Post Office Box 1, Holyoke, Massachusetts. Yeah, go ahead, send your little postcard with your check. See if we actually pay attention to it. See if it ever gets cashed. Or maybe it will get cashed, and you won't get the music. Are you nuts? Plastic Preferred. Roots of Metal, Holyoke, Massachusetts.
This one-time TV offer is available now. Well, it's available, well, a couple of times.
Roots of Metal, from Pine Life Books. I'm Bobby Babylon.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, now in a few minutes, not very long from now, we are going to play an oft requested flashback, one that has been requested many, many times, and we never were able to find it until now. Now, was this on the Best of CD, Mark, or this says it's on a request reel, the year 2000 CD?
Best of 2000.
So it didn't take a lot of looking. I guess we were just lazy. But the point is, we're going to play it. It's the famous Dave Oliva and his El Camino. When Dave came on and was talking about his El Camino like he was talking about the Virgin of freaking Guadalupe. That's coming up in just a few seconds here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The webcast, this is going to be an awesome fall, late summer and early fall. Our webcast is coming up. We got a one-man show we're planning. And I just saw a little thing in Variety. Somebody actually emailed it to me. Fillmore Middle is still very hot in the minds of NBC executives. It could be on the schedule. So if I actually get a TV show this fall, it's all over, baby. It's all over. I quit. I'm going to do a Stephanie Miller. I'm going to quit. I'm going to devote all my time to TV. I'll get fired in 2 weeks and then be on the beach at my house in Malibu and not have work for 4 years. All right. Poor Stephanie. Now, there's a very talented girl, but she blew it, man. She had that gig, and they gave her that Fox thing, so she blew out her radio gigs, thinking, you know, this was it. This was the big ticket. Well, how long did her Fox show last? 2 weeks, which is not a slam on Stephanie. It just, she didn't get, like, instant miraculous ratings. So she loses the show, and the next thing you know, she got a radio show for, like, 4 years or 5 years or something like that. Then they put her on KFI Junior, and now I think she's doing real good. She's got a syndicated show. Ain't she on the Oxygen Network or something like that, bud?
How would I know?
Well, I just thought I'd ask. All right, it's time now for one of the most amazing, spectubular requests that we've ever done. This comes to us from Luke in Minneapolis. He says, Phil, can you play a clip of the guy who has a really sweet El Camino, Dave Oliva? You got it, brother. Here it is from our Best of 2000 CD, Dave Oliva and the El Camino.
Okay, here's Hollywood. Hello, you're on. I'm Dave Oliva filling in on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, my God, Phil, you got to get this guy off the air. He's so horrible. He talks about some stupid El Camino with, like, Mambo number 5 on the back. I cannot believe, and big butts and stuff like that. He's a pig.
I'm a pig. I love Cuban and Puerto Rican women, too.
They don't love you. What are you?
How do you know? I would like to meet Maris Lacius Gonzalez.
You sound like a stalker. I don't think she would ever want to meet somebody like you. That's why we don't like Latin men, because they talk like this. They talk about big butts, and they're so chauvinistic, and that's why we date American men.
No, you don't date no American man, because they got little tiny ones, okay?
Oh, but they know how to treat a woman. You're trash.
You know what? I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm saying if you got a big butt, I appreciate that. American men, they don't like chicks with big They go for them 12-year-old boy-style butts, you know?
You talk this whole hour about Mary Alicia and how you want to meet her. This whole hour.
I would love to meet her and give her a ride in my El Camino.
Oh, El Caminos are stupid. I can't even believe that you're talking about that like it sounds like BMW or something.
Hey, wait a second. And God forgive her for what she has said. I have a 1971 midnight blue El Camino, and you're telling me it's stupid?
Driving your stupid El Camino.
You should ask God to forgive you.
You those are stuck. What is it, lowered too?
What?
Is it lowered down to the ground too?
Naturally.
Oh, that's so ugly and big old fat wheels, huh?
Yeah, it's legal, it's street legal.
Do you got like the blue horns on the front? On the hood?
I got tell her she's lovely and Mambo number 5 rear window.
You are so ridiculous. You need to go to one of those ranchero bars and pick up some slut, because there's no way you're gonna get a lady like Mary Alicia's.
How do you know about her? You don't even know Maris Lacius. I know her. In my heart, I know her. In my dreams, I have seen her in my dreams. I've seen her.
She's like a stalker. She better get a restraining order against
me. Why? Because I'm a man who was not going to laugh at her when she cries. I will feel her pain like you probably laughed at her when you seen her cry.
So?
Okay, I feel her pain, okay?
I don't want to date her. You do. You sound like a pig. You are disgusting, and you put such a shame on the Latin men of this world.
You know what? I can see her big rear end lowering itself down. What?
I can't believe...
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you're on the radio letting children listen to this crap.
No, I'm talking about love.
Disgrace.
Children should know of love. They should know about love. And
there's
I love...
no love there. You don't love her.
Yes,
you're
I do love
psycho.
Her. What? I'm psycho?
You're loco de la cabeza. You're crazy. I cannot believe you're...
I love her. I love her big... I will take both of them to my El Camino, and we'll drive to L.A.
And what you going to do in L.A.? What you going to do in L.A. with a stupid El Camino?
I'm going to lay down one fine hot Sunday afternoon and watch her lower her big butt down to the face area. Then,
all right, hold on for a minute.
Don't you be dissing my ride either, okay?
You're disgusting. Midnight blew my ass.
It's yeah, don't be dissing my ride. What are you driving around?
Right, nobody's going to get in that car.
What'd you come up from Mexico in?
I'm not from Mexico.
Hey, baby, my ride is suave.
I am from Cuba, you can't believe that you're talking this way about people.
She lost Ileana, and I have a son that she could take care of, too. My kid's a pain in the okay?
How many? Don't you live with a girl?
I do. I live with my girlfriend.
See what I mean? You're talking that you want this other woman, and you got a six-month-old baby. I heard you earlier.
What about it?
And you're stoned. You're disgusting. Are you even married to this woman? Or you just have babies all over the place? What, are you on
not
welfare?
Yet. Not yet.
You're on welfare, aren't you, you pig?
I'm not on welfare. I got my own auto detailing business.
Do you auto detail that midnight blue El Camino?
What? Don't diss my ride. I tell you right now, do not diss my ride.
If I see that car with the Mambo number 5, I'm gonna scratch it.
Hey, baby, you don't know what it's like to be high on a good bud, do you?
I don't do drugs. I never done drugs.
That's what'll loosen your up too. Hey, Phil, hand me that 40 ounce.
Phil, I can't believe you're letting this guy drink. That is so disgusting.
Oh, that is so sweet, man. Dave Oliva. Mambo number 5. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. My ride is suave. Check it out. And that chick was so great. You know, why don't you go to a ranchero bar and pick up some pig? Woo! Lord have mercy. That is Dave Oliva, and that's from our Best of CD of 2000. It's called Dave Oliva is the track. I dig that. And if you have a request, you can always send it to us at phs@philhendryshow.com. That's our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. If you want to, ask us about a CD or ask us about a request, we'll try and figure it out. There's all kinds of places we look for things, and sometimes we don't look in the most obvious place, which is right at our CD rack. But then it's tough to figure out what these things are because we've titled them so, to quote Dave, stupid. We just do not sometimes put good titles. So we got our 2005, which will be coming out, and all of that benefits My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And all the money that we make goes to those guys. They do a great job. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show. And our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. And, of course, our web address, www.philhendryshow.com, where we're going to have our webcast on Friday night. That starts at 7 o'clock. Woman faces prison after run-in with airport screener. A federal jury in Green Bay is expected to begin deciding today whether a 62-year-old retired tech school teacher is guilty of assault for grabbing a female airport screener's breasts at a regional airport. Phyllis Dentifoss of Appleton faces one federal count of assault of a federal employee for allegedly shoving a Transportation Security Administration supervisor before grabbing the female agent's breasts to protest what the woman felt was an invasive search. Federal prosecutors contend this woman who was upset, her actions were criminal. She said it was self-defense. You might as well just live with it. We're going to be going to New York in 2 weeks with 4 kids. Okay. Now, you either just have to suck it up, walk, take a train, drive, or fly. And we're choosing to fly. And I guess I'm going to have to just stand there and do the do. That's why whenever I can, I sell as much blood as I can. I put as much sperm into a bank as I can. Wherever I can make my money, turning back bottles, doing extra work on the weekends, car washes, in the parking lots of gas stations, whatever I can do, so I can get just enough jingle together to put at least 2 of the family members in business or first class. Why? Because you get to go to business and first class check-in. And what's advantageous about that? Well, let me explain. You know that place where you see one guy standing at the window while you're with 100? That's called first class check-in. I know you've seen it. We've all seen it. I've seen it very longingly looking there as I kick my bag forward and stand. Kick my bag forward and then stand. Kick my bag forward and then stand. But I always look over my shoulder and I see one guy standing there, generally in shorts. And with him is some chick who looks like she's got the jeans that were pre-washed, 3-inch heels, brand spanking new nails, beautiful long blonde hair, kind of a bored look on her face. And they're the only ones at the window, and they're smiling and laughing, and the gate attendant is laid, or the lady at the window is smiling and laughing. And she's, you know all those commercials you see? Fly the friendly skies of United. And you see the guy going, ha, 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 right? That's the first class window. I ain't saying that the people at the airport are all sweet, but beautiful thing about that is you go right up to that thing, they check you in. And the reason why I said just get two family members in the first class, because then everyone else that's riding coach, now guess who do you think the two member family members are going to be flying business class? Thank you. You got it. My two kids, my two youngest kids, they'll be up in business class. Maria and I'll be crammed back in coach. Now, and anyway, so then all the kids can get checked on with you there. Then what do they got up at the security thing? You don't think we're going to go down that long meandering maze? No, 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 no. There's a little sign that says, first class security right this way, baby. Still got to take your shoes off? Well, what the hell? Hey, by the way, have you guys, is anybody out there, do you even think about not taking it? You just take your shoes off, don't you? Is it even worth it to keep them on anymore? I don't know. Do you know what the guy like, I'd take them off if I were you. They all got metal in them. Since when are shoes got metal in them? My theory is very simple, and I don't think that I'm far off here. No one's going to hijack a plane with a toothbrush anymore. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The time they're wasting looking for toothbrushes and a guy's nail file is nuts, man. Let's go back to what it originally was. Guns and bombs. Guns and bombs. Why did those cats come on with toothbrushes and all that crap in the first place? Because they couldn't get the guns and bombs on. Now, you say to me, yeah, well, they took out four planes with toothbrushes. I say, okay, yeah, they did, all right? Lucky break. But that wasn't so much the toothbrushes and the nail files as it was kind of that pre-9/11 baloney we were all going on, which was, if a cat hijacks your plane, sit down, shut up, do what they say, because they'll land and then they'll give you back as soon as they get to take their hostages to, you know, Algeria, which is what it used to be, right? Well, that all went out with the wash, baby. That's all. Those days is dead, right? Now it's, you know, that thing's going to get flown into Mount Rushmore or something. They're going to fly it into what, you know, whatever is a beloved thing. They're going to blow it up. Golden Gate Bridge, something. So all bets are off. No cat's going to try to hijack a plane with a freaking nail file. Unless he wants to get thrown out of the airplane. I mean, that's what's going to happen to the guy. Yeah, could you lower it down about 10,000 feet so we can pressurize the cabin? Sure, why? We got a jacker back here, man. We're just going to boot his ass right out of emergency. You got it. You don't need to be looking for that. I say we go, don't you think that's right? We go back to the bombs and the gun sniffing. Bomb sniffing, crotch sniffing, whatever the hell the dogs did. Do that, and that's all you need to do. And as far as the shoe thing goes, all right, shoes too, because that's part of the bomb thing. But nail files, come on, man. You know how many nail files I've had to throw away? $16,000 worth of nail files, clippers, everything. They're in a garbage can. Why? Because I had a lady look at me. Oh, gee. What? I can't. You got. Oh, no. You know what you could do? You could mail it to yourself. No, I don't want to mail it to myself. Well, just throw it away. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry, sir, but look what you have here. What's that? It's a Swiss Army knife, and it happens to have been autographed by the cast members of King of the Hill. Well, you can't take it with you, can you? I guess I'll just keep it. I got a very precious Swiss Army knife that was given to me by King of the Hill. It's awesome. It is like the total Swiss Army knife. It's got a screwdriver, and it's got the King of the Hill logo on it. And I almost took that with me through security. And it was at Aspen, coming back from the Aspen Comedy Festival. And the cat says to me, oh, well, you can't take that. I said, well, you ain't going to have it. Well, what are you going to? I said, I know what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. I mailed it. I went to a post office down the street and mailed that sucker to myself. Tell me I didn't feel like a schmuck. Hi, I'd like to mail this to Phil Hendry. That's who I am. But I'm going to be where it will eventually be. You might, I guess it'll beat me there, but I'm going there, but my knife is going, your knife is going away? Yes. Okay, that's real good, sir. Just, my knife wants to go now, and I'm going to stay here for a week. But when I get home, my knife will be there. Very good, sir. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful thing. Now, I was just talking to my good friend, Mr. Newman, who has his young son, Jack, who's now a year. We had Jack on our homepage right after he was born, and he was flipping the bird. Can you believe that? Jack was like, couldn't have been more than 2 weeks old. And he knew what his dad did for a living, and he knew that his father, along with, you know, me and many of us in this business, have to contend with the FCC. And it bugged him. It bugged him a lot. 2 weeks old, and yet the kid already knows. And so when his father said, come on, Jack, and take a picture of you for the website, and the kid's all,
is it Mr. Henry?
Yes. Get on this. the kid just punches the bird for a forgotten man. Just woo. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
Great.
I'll tell you why I called. I was listening to you talking a little bit about air travel, and I understand how you might think that first class is the way to go. I got to tell you, Phil, the company you travel in right now, I don't know how much money you're making, or maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe I shouldn't have called. I'll just hang up.
Is
it?
No. Go ahead.
No, I just...
What is that?
What's what?
Are you in the hot tub?
Yeah. I tell you what I did. Kathy and I decided, you know, we dropped Pauline and her brother off at her friend's house tonight, so we're just taking a soak, but... You know, I'm really sorry that I called. I'm just going
to
hang up.
No, come on. What did you want to say to me?
I want to tell you that flying first class is great for you and for your listeners. But no one really does that anymore. In other words, it's all chartered. Weren't you aware of that?
You mean for really rich people?
Well, for really rich people. Okay, so when you say really rich people, in other words, what you're saying is we don't know what quality is. Is that it?
I'm not saying that, but I mean flying chartering a jet, that's...
It's a few thousand, but that's the way you travel now. You know, when you hear someone say, oh, I flew first class, you know, you sort of stifle a little bit of a giggle. You turn away so some snot doesn't shoot out of your nose. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Bill, we're having a little bit of wine. Carol, give me some wine, honey.
Okay, are you making fun of me and my listeners?
No, I'm not making fun of you, but I had to call you because we were in the car, and we were kind of stifling a chuckle. You were talking about, oh, I really love flying first class.
Look at in my world, in my puny little world, Harry and I are just talking about this. The difference between coach and first class is the difference between sitting in a stuffy living room, like your grandmother's stuffy living room, or sitting on a veranda facing the ocean. Okay.
All right. If coach is a stuffy veranda, or is a stuffy what?
Coach is a stuffy living room.
All right. If coach is a stuffy living room, and first class is a veranda facing the ocean, chartering your own jet is sitting on a magic carpet flying at about 12 feet over that ocean with a nude woman feeding you grapes and, I don't know, you know, an underage virgin or a...
Okay, look at man. You know, your idea of what's good...
Well, I'm telling you that chartering your own jet is the way that people do it. And of course, the real way to do it is the way that we do it, but I didn't want to bring that up.
What's the way that you do it?
We own our own jet. You see, we own our own jet.
You got that little leer?
I got that little leer. No, Phil, it's not a little leer. No, we have our own 757. Okay? So this is what we're talking about. So what I'm trying to tell you is, yeah, you have these people in your audience who think that flying first class is wonderful, but what are you doing for me? I'm part of your audience, too. And when I hear you talk about flying, I'd like you to reference, you know, things that I can relate to, like owning my own jet. How do I get my car out onto the tarmac when it's a particularly busy day? Can they drive straight out onto the runway, or do they have to take the back service entrance? You know, why can't you talk about that?
Yeah, that's right, Ted. I'm going to get it heavy into that, man, because my demographic is all there. Say, listen, folks, I know how tough it is for you to be flying your own jet, but when you take your car out onto the runway, make sure that you use the service entrance. What are you talking about, man?
I'm telling you that flying your own charter is the way to go.
Someday, man, maybe I'll be able to afford to charter my own jet. I don't know. I doubt it. Until then, the best thing for me is first class or driving or taking the train.
Taking the train? Yeah, okay. Board! Jesus. Are you kidding with that? Taking the train.
I happen to like taking a train.
I don't understand. What's that?
What's it?
Karen, Kathleen, she wants to know what are you talking about.
Tell her I'm saying I like taking the train.
He likes taking the train. You can hear what she's doing. She's laughing her ass off. Look at that, a couple of fart bubbles. Oh, God. She laughed so hard, she shot up some fart bubbles. Look, Phil.
Get out of here, you freak. Go count your freaking money. Who is he in the tub with? Sounded like Woody Woodpecker.
And I bet she's a woodpecker.
Why, you dirty little... 1-800-449... I can't believe that's his wife. Must be one of the, you know, food servers. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I didn't hang up on him.
Well, Phil, I thought maybe you were uncomfortable with the conversation, so I wanted to explain something to you. When...
Hold on. We're with Margaret Gray now. We've been talking for a half an hour about air travel, and we're getting into some stuff here. My listeners can't relate to chartering a jet. Okay?
Well, I'm just saying this to you because I was told this by a very, very dear friend of mine who happens to be an actress who is very well known. I won't mention her name because I want to protect her privacy. Joan Allen. She told me...
Get out of here.
No, you're not going to hang up on me, Phil.
You just told the name and you said you wouldn't.
She said to me that when you fly 16 hours and you're jet lagged and they get you off the jet and they throw you in front of a camera and they throw you into makeup and they throw you into wardrobe and then they throw you off the set, throw you into a car, and then throw you into the hotel, and then throw you into a bed with a producer.
Would you come on? You know, I got some kids listening.
The point is, chartering a jet does make sense. Because you can rest, you can relax, you can get your head together for the job ahead. And
you know, we talk about acting like it's an important job or something. I mean...
How dare you? Did I just hear what you said?
Yeah.
You said we talk about it. You're saying it's not?
Well, wait a minute. Well, hold on for a minute. Let's just take these jobs in relationship to every other job that's out. Now, I'm not saying that actors don't do a great job. Get my head together? I mean, how much time does a cat who works, say, air traffic control, how much time does he have to get his head together in the morning? As far as I know, he gets into his car...
Phil, that's dirty pool in this post-9/11 age. To bring up the air traffic controller, you know half of those men are at their wit's end. You know half of them are ready to crack at any moment. Why, they're ready to pull a knife and cut your throat from ear to ear for a farthing. And I...
You know, that's not fair of you to say that. Good God.
Well, I'm just talking about what I know, the entertainment business.
No, but I'm not serious. I'm serious. I'm just, you know... How much time does a guy that works in an emergency room where there are gunshot victims coming in, where does he get to get his head together before he has to cut into some freaking gangbanger who he'd much rather probably see die? I shouldn't say that, but were I a doctor, that's just a fantasy that I would have. In any event...
Boy, you really are something. You know, talking about how actors don't this and actors... And there you are, a doctor, and you're ready to see a young... poor brown boy bleed to death.
That's right. That's what the point I'm making here is, where does he get his head together? Okay? How about the teacher that goes down to the inner city to try to teach in some rat-infested crap can of a school, but he's trying to do the best that he can and work with the kids? Where does he go to get his head together? Are all these cats flying charter?
No. I heard there's something called Metrorail.
Christ.
You know what I mean. Get her out of here, bud.
You don't want to talk to anymore.
All right. I guess he's a queer just like you, too.
You whore.
Yeah, bug.
I heard all of that, bud. I heard it all.
Well, I told you I want to talk to her.
Good, bud. Thank you. Thank you for looking out for me. Margaret Gray, who is a nationally syndicated columnist, she's so full of crap. As my father used to say, she's so full of crap, her eyes are brown. 1-800-449. My dear departed dad. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show. I've got a little bit of a tickle in my throat.
What's in it?
What do you mean?
What's in your mouth?
There's nothing in my mouth. I said it's in my throat, bud.
Yeah, but if you got a tickle in your throat, there's probably something in your mouth. Please don't hurt me.
1-800-449-8686. Coming up on the 29th, that's this Friday, it's our webcast. You can watch the show, three camera angles. I'm looking at one of them right now. It shows my big, fat, ugly mug. And then we have the far shot of the studio, and we got Harry's in there. We got the whole thing, baby. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Tight. And it's only $6.95, so check it out. Our webcast, Friday, on a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I just think it's wonderful. Tell me that again.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Tell me that again.
Yes, sir. I'm just a big Red Sox fan. I enjoyed the fact that they won the game tonight. And Matt Clement had a very big hit.
Matt Clement got hit with a ball. He got hit in the head.
Well, I'm familiar with that, yeah. But the ball caromed off of his head into right field.
So what is that?
What is that? It's an RBI single. You've heard of that, haven't you? So,
are you telling me that a guy gets hit in the freaking noggin and a ball goes into right field? It's a hit?
Yes, sir. Are you familiar with a game called baseball? Let's start at the beginning.
Yes, I'm familiar with baseball. I saw the picture of the... Pardon me, folks, but there was a Boston Red Sox pitcher tonight, Matt Clement. This guy took a freaking ball right off the back of the head. It hit him right behind his right ear. And you're telling me that it went into...
It caromed into short. It was a beautiful little one-hopper into left field.
A beautiful little one-hopper.
You're not trying to tell... I'm a Red Sox fan. What are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that that was some kind of a lucky break? Mister, I feel sorry for you.
No, I believe what you're telling me. The guy stuck his head out there, and instead of using the bat, thought of a real ingenious way of getting the ball in the right field, the back of his head. And for his trouble, he was knocked out for 5 minutes.
I'm telling you that that shook up the Tampa Bay, whatever that sweet cry. God, you pissed me off.
Look, it calmed down, okay?
Sir, I called up to share some good news with you.
Look.
If you're laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing at you. Are you trying to tell me that guy stuck his head out there to get an RBI single with his head?
I'm telling you the Boston Red Sox have put up with enough abuse. If you're trying to tell me they need luck to beat the Tampa Ray Butt Rays or whatever they're called, because I don't even know what they're called. What are they called, sir? If you don't mind, sir.
You know, you're going to have to change your tone of voice with me.
Sir, I'm sorry. What are they called?
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Whatever they're called, if you're telling me that the Boston Red Sox, the beloved Sox, need luck beating that band, that bunch of ragamuffins, then, mister, I feel sorry for you. And
well, I'm not. I refuse to believe that Matt Clements decided, I got a great idea, I'm going to really shake him up. I'll hit the ball with my head into short left field. It'll drive in an RBI. It'll like blow their heads, you know, it'll blow their minds, and we'll win the game. Is that what you're saying?
You know what, I hope that when you die, the devil has got the gate open for you. Doesn't even worry about it checking with God on that one. I don't think the devil should check with God. I think he should just know the gate should be open.
What a freak. That's how bad the cat feels. That's how angry he is at me. When you die, I hope the devil doesn't even check with God. He just knows he needs to have the gate open for you. Because I don't believe that Matt Clement stuck his head out there. Because it was an RBI single. You're aware of that, aren't you? When the ball went... looking at Harry. Harry's like... When the ball went off his head into left field, that's a base hit. So now, it drove in a run. Now, there's Clement dead... Poor cat was out for... Now, the doctor said he wasn't unconscious, but he looked like he was... He might as well have had them X's over his eyes, like in those Porky the Pig cartoons, just all... With his freaking... All he needed was his tongue hanging out of his head. He was done. Doctor said he never lost consciousness. He's okay. Apparently, the CAT scan was negative. When a ball goes off of his head into right field... And goes into left field, excuse me, it's an RBI single... Concerned teammates gathered around the fallen pitcher as medical personnel attended to him on the mound. I'm surprised that old man didn't bitch about the fact that, hey, why wasn't anybody congratulating the dude who's unbagged, you know, moved up on the bases? So anyway, Boston was leading 5-1 at that point, and I think they went on to win the game like 10-3. And Clement Apparently, he was added to the American League All-Star team this month when another pitcher, Roy Halladay, was injured by a line drive that broke a bone in his left leg. You know, man, baseball, if you've played it, you know what I'm talking about. When that thing comes sailing at your face, and, you know, Pete Rose notwithstanding, where you just look the ball into the catcher's mitt, you see a ball coming toward your kisser. And you ever hear, a lot of you guys, you got to be an old time to remember this guy's name. But there was a guy named Tony Conigliaro who played for the Red Sox. He got his freaking face caved in with a fastball off of some angel. I mean, Conigliaro was a great ball player. And he wasn't bad when he came back, but he wasn't like all the way, you know. It shattered like, you know, shattered half of his kisser. Jesus.
And what's that got to do with Clement with a beautiful move tonight?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Mr. Henry, why don't you take a break and go home? My name is Lloyd Bonafide, for those of you who are listening, and I really am ashamed of myself for listening to this program. I'm ashamed of you for listening to it. But I will tell you, the Phil Henry program is produced by Mark Newman with associate producer Harry Shelley. I'm Lloyd Bonafide. And I mean it. I hope the devil has the gate open for you.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.